From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Listening to the Mistress of Mayhem, mtradio.net. Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome rockin' show.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, if you're not naked, I suggest you get so.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, I hope you're ready for...
A pounding?
A pounding.
Because everyone needs a good spanking, good pounding every once in a while.
True story.
You're not naughty, you still deserve it.
Everybody deserves it.
Everyone deserves a good spanking. They just don't know it. Maybe you got a good spanking and deserved it. You would enjoy it.
True story.
Just saying. Try it out before you dish it.
Or
be the one who's spanking. Maybe that's your role. Some people have different roles. Some like to be spanked. Some like to do the spanking. Some like to swing both directions. Ansi can go either way. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there. Spank or be spanked. The question, the answer is always yes.
Right?
Like sex, yes.
All right, we started off the show with some Reclaim the Horizon from Stevensville, Montana.
Reclaim the Horizon has Jeremiah, Damien, and Josh. The 406 Metal Club, they are currently on Facebook and everywhere else. Check out their information. You can download most of their music on there. Make sure you pay for it.
And you can get their music on Bandcamp. And definitely check out these guys. They're pretty badass. We're going to get back into some more music right now. We got Neckwater out of the Bozeman, Montana area.
They were created in September of 2009. They've got Reverb Nation as well as Bandcamp. They're a dark metal, and they're doing a show July 8th in Billings with death metal band False.
So definitely check out Neckwater and all the awesome bands that we play for you each and every week. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Guys, this is Josh.
This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis.
And you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That band was Asinine. They're out of Billings, Montana. They've got Dustin, Dave, Ben, Spock, and Trevor.
You gotta love any band that has the name Spock in it.
I know. They automatically get 10 points.
And they were founded in 2002. You can buy their music at asinine.com. They've got several shows that they do in Billings, so they're always out and busy. Definitely check out Asinine. We're going to get back into some more awesome music. We've got the Rich Stafford Project. They were originally out of Butte, Montana, but Rich and his wife actually moved to the Texas area now, so we still consider them a Montana metal band. Rich Stafford is a guitar player from Butte, Montana, living in Texas now. He's been playing for more than 30 years. His influences are wide-ranging from metal, jazz, fusion, classical hits, or from classical. His first single is named Talk Out Your Face. It is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google, and many other sites. Just search for the RSP, the Rich Stafford Project. Download a single and more. This is the Rich Stafford Project on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
My name's Corey Lynch. I play for the band Cadman. I like beer, bitches, and bud. Let's party. And you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
In a jailhouse down in Dixie, fighting crime and risking lives for the sheriff and his buddy. Pistol back in bullet fives. Then one day came a riding to bad men to rob a bank. The fight was tricky and did not dig. He now he's locked up in the chair. Here's an old defeat in his bloody fight. Protect the sun was his life. The town of Mayberry was his terrain.
You said the sentinel, you took five pain. He's a legendary in the Grave Stopper. Hear the devil say, what a copper. He's a man with a gun and a knife. Rock it real hard in the name of Barney, 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 Barney. Well, the fearless one they call Barney. Have a tail and couldn't lock it. Had one bullet for his pistol. Had to keep it in his pocket. I'm a jailhouse son in Dixie. Fighting crime and risking lives. For the sheriff and his buddy. For the rock and Barney Fife. Here's the note to fearless Barney Fife. Protect the symbols in life. The time of Mayberry it wasn't serene. You said that's in the law, you felt for pain. He's a legendary deadly crime stopper. Hear the devil say, what a copper. He's a man with a gun and a knife. Rock it real hard in the name of Barney, 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 Barney.
Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to
Mistresses of Mayhem.
Mike, the big old Norwegian ginger, in Odds Unfavored, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Everyone burst out!
That was Eye for Indifference on Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Eye for Indifference is out of Billings, Montana.
Eye for Indifference is currently on a hiatus. We're not sure if they're getting back together, but we're hoping so. So definitely check out their music. They're a great sounding band, and we really hope they come back. Check out their Facebook and find out more information about them. We're going to get back into some more awesome music. We have Killin' Cain, who also is no longer together, but they were from the Helena, Montana area. Great sound, great tunes. Check them out. So it's still totally worth checking them out. And they're one of the reasons they're not together is they're one of their members is now the lead singer of Mudkicker from Twin Burgers. Love Mudkicker, the double D, double K. Gotta love Kiki, Eddie, and Mr. Sean Kelly. So if you enjoy Killin' Cain, definitely check out Mudkicker. We always enjoy listening to Mudkicker. We're going to get back into the music right now. Killin' Cain on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Thinking all about a solid day, smoking each and every other day, dying, trying to just to kill the pain, Katie. What the hell is up with you? Can't you ever even tell the truth? I swear, nothing like that with you praying. Tear all my neighbors through the world, Lord, dead man's dead. All my friends long dead. Your mom big got what he said. We'll be right back.
begin. All of these tricks I came to win. Everything I can to withstand you. Right in the heart again. One more prayer I'm gonna send.
One more dead man's dead. All my friends wanna play. Come on, big guy, what do you say? We want one more dead man's dead. Lie to your mother. About Dead Man's Dead. Hands off, cowing on the steps of David. Step on out the way, flying. 90 down the interstate, laughing. Looking good and feeling great downtown. Always see the little strings, always. Crowding on the smoking stage, that's where. I feel the need to raise for these things. Cause the pain's too
warm for that man's dead. Dead man's dead. Come here, little lover. Hold me like the weather. Tell me no this pain. Tell little sister. Tell him that I'll miss her. And to keep feeling the pain.
This is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell y'all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
With me, there is no hope once I take hold of. This is Leif Winterow from Walking Corpse Syndrome. We are gonna skull you. This is the Mayhem Cast.
Down! My name is Ms. Hollywood from Project Independent Living Loud Tour, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, and we just got done listening to some Undone out of Missoula, Montana.
We fucking love them. Every time they put on a show, we've had a chance to check them out. It has definitely been awesome.
Full of mayhem.
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, there's blackouts on the Mistresses' part. We're like, you go back and you look at things. You're like, did that? No. Wow, shit, that did happen. Wonder what else happened I didn't photograph.
Yeah, those are probably.
It's probably best not to know.
Unknown.
Yeah.
But they describe themselves as dark, dank mounds of sharp-edged rock spewing from pristine country hillsides. That paints a beautiful picture in my head. It does. I love it. This is our closing break, and this is Mistress Angel just saying, "Get out and buy some merch from the bands." Every shirt you buy is 50 miles down the road for them, so it's important to support your bands.
And it's always awesome to walk into concerts and see all the band merch that's walking around and stuff, because, I mean, they don't always keep the same merch on, so you get to see some really cool stuff.
I appreciate, like, going up to the Hemlock shows and seeing all the different shirts they've had throughout the year. All their fans, I mean, some of the original shirts that they had when they were first making them, all the way up to, like, the newest shirt that you can buy right there. I mean, I'm more impressed with the older shirts that you get to see going, holy crap, I've never seen that one.
Right? Yeah. And so be a walking billboard for the fans and help support them that way.
I think you really should. I think, you know.
I got asked the other day why I didn't have my Why You Have No Bling On hoodie, and I'm like, well, I'm supporting Walking Corpse Syndrome right now, but somebody recognized that I wasn't wearing my Mistress of Mayhem hoodie, and they're like, it was at work, and I was like, they were like, why you have no bling in your pants? Where's your hoodie? And I'm like, who the hell are you? And I'm
like, you're like, what? Don't recognize me.
But I had my Walking Corpse hoodie on, so.
I would also like to say, if you can't afford merchandise, just have the band, like, sign you or something. Like, have them sign your boobs or your crotch or thigh.
Be like DJ Sam,
you
put your
always
inner thigh signed.
You can always have your forehead signed. It's a spot nobody really thinks of.
Or at least have them lick you or something. Yeah. Something.
Or offer to lick them. You never know when they might not need a good forehead licking. Okay, I'm making the G-rated version. I mean, you can go wherever you want. I mean, well, as long as the band member's okay with it. Can you imagine? What are you doing? I told you guys to quit doing that. We've gotten banned from rooms for that reason. Why are my pants off?
This is Mistress Oisey saying, have a good night. Get out and support local metal, because without you, the scene will die, and we don't want it to die. We've got so much great metal in this state, so keep the metal flowing in Montana.
And this is Mrs. Ansi saying, if you can't afford to buy the merch, at least flash them.
Alrighty, we're going to close out the night with some Walking Corpse Syndrome. They're a six-piece dark metal band formed in Missoula, Montana in December of 2006 by Matthew Bile and Noctis, one of the drummers. They have a two-piece drum, which blows people away because it's not like they play the same sounds and riffs and... Not riffs.
They play them in harmony, that's for sure.
But they... Like, when one's doing one, the other one's doing something else to complement the band, so. So check out Walking Corpse Syndrome and Undone for the Missoula, Montana area. This is Walking Corpse Syndrome on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Sausage in the air, sitting idle in the collision stand. Self-entitled, their head is very worse. Every nation tends. You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment. For those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creativity and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.